Well, the clock on the wall is showing 8 o'clock. Must be time for the Wednesday night Prepper Net. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Northern Nevada Preppers Group Net. This is KG7BOE. Name is Vic. And I'll be your net control station for tonight's session, July 15th, 2015. This net meets every Wednesday, excluding holidays, at 2000 hours local time on this repeater system, which is provided to us by the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society. This system has multiple repeaters, which take a second or so to link together. When you key your mic, so please pause before speaking or we'll miss your first words. This is a directed net, and I will coordinate the radio traffic. Please wait for me to let you know when it's your turn. We will always yield to stations with emergency or priority traffic. Break in at any time with your call sign and the words emergency or priority. The Northern Nevada Preppers Group is a collection of family-oriented people, and our goal is to share the skills necessary to help you and your family prepare for man-made or natural disasters and to promote a self-reliant lifestyle. We invite all those who check in tonight to give us your ideas and your comments about our topic, or you can check in as a radio equipment test. As a prepper, you should always make sure your radio gear is working, and we welcome the chance to give you a signal report. When you check into this net, please state your call sign and your name. We will call on each station to state their business in order that the check-ins occur. If you have a question about prepping, please ask and we'll see if anyone on the net has an answer tonight. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? To minimize crashes, we ask for check-ins by region. And first up is Fernley, Fallon, and all areas east of Reno. Please check in now. The net is now open for all check-ins from Carson City, Carson Valley, and anywhere south of Reno. The net is now open for all check-ins from the North Valley areas, anywhere northwest and northeast of Reno.
KG7DFF, Joe, Foothills of Peavine.
Okay, we got one KG7DFF, Joe. And now the net is open for all check-ins from the Reno and Sparks area.
Kilo 7, Kilo Kilo X-ray, Jerry, Reno.
Kilo 7, Delta Whiskey Whiskey, David, Reno.
Okay, we got two, K7KKX Jerry and K7DWW David. Any other check-ins from Reno Sparks? Okay, nothing else heard there. Any other locations or any stations that have not checked in areas I mentioned, it's your turn now. Okay, so we've got our first check-ins. Let's take a look at our upcoming schedule. For July, we're dark with no meetings planned, but we do encourage you to do your own bug-in drill for July. For those of you who have done this drill, I hope you learned your strengths and weaknesses, and for those who have not yet, it's really a great way to learn where you're vulnerable and what you need to kind of shore up. In August, we'll have our annual fall camp on the 29th and 30th. I'm in the process of working out the final schedule of classes and training, but I can tell you that we have basic archery class for adults and kids, along with fire starting, radio work, land navigation, and a great campfire to mention a few. I've also been told that someone will be making camp pies in the fire pit. More to come, and I'll finalize things and we'll get it posted on the NNPG calendar. So last week I presented the topic of self-reliance, self-sufficiency, and community. This week, we try and contact our intrepid reporter, Glenda, in the field to give us a report on the Kids Day event she put together, and from what I've heard, it was a great success. There's also a rumor that she has a special interview, and you won't want to miss that. So let me see if I can reach her. This is KG7BOE calling KG7MZO. Are you out there tonight?
KG7BOE, this is KG7MZO. I copy you.
Okay, what's your report tonight?
All right, we got a good one for you here. So on Saturday, June 27th, we ventured out into completely new territory and held our first ever Kids Field Day event. Our goal was to teach kids basic survival skills like fire starting, map tying, compass training, an intro to ham radios, and we had some other fun activities like making paracord bracelets and assembling survival tins. We extended an invitation to the local homeschool community and converged upon the Golden Valley Park at 10 a.m. for a day filled with training. Altogether, we had 16 kids ranging in age from 5 to 16 years old. We had a fun-filled day despite the 100-degree heat. We began with the presentation of survival tins given by Jerry Young. Each child received a tin and a Ziploc bag of pre-assembled goodies upon their arrival. Jerry led them through a brief instruction of each item and how or what the items would be used for. His lovely assistant, David, provided his classic Vanna White impersonation, demonstrating as Jerry described the uses for each item. The kids practiced the SOS signal on their whistle, ate all their hard candy and chewed the bubblegum before Jerry even started his presentation. Other items that were included in their tin were Fresnel lens, water purification tablets, and a bag for collecting water, signal mirror, strips of duct tape, pieces of write-in-the-rain paper, a pencil, hard candy, Chiclets, a small tea light, and a large garbage bag were just a few of the items among the vast amount of items Jerry prepared for these tins. These tins were a huge hit for the kids and the parents as well. Following Jerry's demonstration, we transitioned to the masterful Vic Vassell, who led an excellent demonstration for the basic fire starting skills. The kids really got into this training. Vic started with a brief talk about fire and fire safety. And being the ever so that he is, Vic had prepared a build kit for each kid and started and walked them through the process step by step. First, the kids saturated cotton balls with petroleum jelly. After that, they made a small bird's nest with sisal rope and twine, added some dried cheatgrass, and finally tied a nice teepee with three small sticks of wood. There were plenty of adults on hand to help anyone that needed it and to keep things moving in a timely manner. After each youngster had their fire teepee ready, everyone got a chance to attempt to light it on fire using a ferro rod. The first kid got up to bat, got his started in just 2 to 3 strikes. The crowd cheered with excitement, and the rest of the kids couldn't wait for their turn. Much to our surprise, all 16 kids were able to get their fires started within only a handful of tries. Even the youngest of the group was able to get their fire started with only a little help from an adult. It was truly a heartwarming moment to see the look of success and accomplishment come across the face of every child with each successful fire. At the end of the fire starting training, each child added either a ferro rod or a NATO match, as well as a petroleum-soaked cotton ball straw to their tin. It was starting to get close to noon. The younger kids were getting hungry and restless, so we broke for a short lunch and proceeded to get things ready for the afternoon activities. After lunch, we arranged the rest of the trainings in a more free-flowing format so that the kids could choose the order of the trainings they wanted. Vic had a knot tying station set up. Rob put the final details together for his compass course. I set up a table for making paracord bracelets, and Jerry took to spreading out the last of the goodies for completing the survival tins. And even though everyone was free to pick the next training session as they chose, amazingly, the entire group ventured to a shady spot under a tree where Ken Black-Eyed Janky was set up with his portable ham radio rig. And he reveled in the opportunity to geek out over ham radio. You could literally watch as Ken's head grew 3 more sizes as the entire group migrated his direction. It was the most amazing sight to see. Kids and parents both were interested in the radio, and Ken was the master in his domain. I do not understand how everyone found Ken so fascinating, as they were there longer than I had anticipated. I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't some budding ham radio enthusiast after this special training. Ken even had one father stay and visit with him for the rest of the afternoon. Who is so mesmerizing? After Ken's delightful ham radio demonstration, the group did split up on their own and started partaking in the other trainings. A large group of them went straight to Rob next and caught him a bit off guard when he realized that most of the kids in the homeschool community actually knew their cardinal directions, which made his demonstration that much smoother for him. The kids used their compass to navigate through his crafty course and then navigated their way to the other training areas. Vic was just as masterful with his knot-tying techniques as he was with the fire-starting demonstration. I know my daughter spent the next 2 days with her piece of rope tying knots. The next time we go camping, she'll be tying the knots and staking the tent thanks to Vic's excellent tutelage. I saw many of the young boys come away from Vic's knots excited, and the parents were beaming with joy at the knowledge their kids were gaining and the confidence gained with each training. Vic provided each child with a length of rope to take with them and keep practicing. At the paracord bracelet table, kids rode. Everyone picked up the technique rather quickly, regardless of age, and had their own bracelet tied in no time flat. There were even several mothers that got into the bracelet making fun and liked it so much they wanted more information on where to find the stuff needed to make more. A common question they all had was how a paracord bracelet was considered a survival item. Jerry helped wrap up the day with his table of additional goodies to complete the tins. Band-aids, alcohol wipes, sewing kits, button compasses, and energy bars were among the goodies laid out to complete the survival tins. Jerry also provided his vast and endless knowledge in answering many of the parents' questions about prepping. The day was a success. After the last family left, we all sat down to discuss the day. I think it surprised most of us what our biggest takeaway from the day was. We came together to provide some basic skills to kids of all ages, but none of us expected that we would come away from this day feeling the way that we did. Each of us were filled with an immense sense of fulfillment. To be able to see the results of our work immediately build confidence with each child, and to see as each one seamlessly embraced and were able to master each skill so effortlessly. This was an event, and one that I am so blessed to have been a part of. Before I send things back to Net Control, I would like to introduce a very special guest tonight. My daughter has written her own summary for the day and would like to share her experience with everyone on the net tonight. I will maintain control of my station while she shares her experience with us tonight. So everyone on the net tonight, please welcome my daughter, the lovely Jasmine.
Hi everyone, my name is Jasmine and I will be sharing my experience on the field day we recently had. My mom has dragged me along to so many different trainings and events that this is by far my favorite. I really liked how each instructor took their time on teaching us how to tie different knots, how to use a compass, how to make paracord bracelets, how to start a fire, and, oh yeah, Ken taught us some stuff on ham radios. The thing that made it fun was that instead of sitting in a class being lectured, you are getting hands-on experience and got more one-on-one attention with the instructors. And I found it really cool that I got to come home and show my older brother how to properly tie a knot. All in all, I had a really good day. It was a lot of fun, and I really hope we do this again.
This is KG7MZO, and I have a few questions for our special guest this evening. So, Jasmine, how did you feel when you were successful starting your fire? What was that like for you?
It was really cool. I was really proud of myself, and I really hope I can start a fire next time we go camping.
Can you name the knots you learned?
Bowline, square knot, double hitch, and there's one that I can never remember.
Do you understand what all the items in your survival tin are for and how to use them?
Yes, I do. Jerry taught us most of that.
And what are you going to do with your tin?
Well, I'm making a 72-hour kit, so I'll probably put it in that to help me, or I'll put it in my bug-out bag.
Did Ken really talk about ham radios, or did he just show off pictures of his St. Bernards?
It was kind of a mix. I couldn't tell if we were learning about ham radios or his dogs.
Did you get through the compass course on your first try? Did you find it challenging, or did you pick it up right away?
I got through it on my first try, and I picked it up pretty easily. It's really not that hard.
Is there anything you would change or anything you would like to see us add or do differently at future kids' field days?
I wouldn't change anything, but I would maybe add some injury instructions, like how to properly mend a broken arm.
Anything else? No, I think that's it. Okay, then this is KG7MZO giving you our field report from our kids' field day event that we had on Saturday, June 27th, and this concludes tonight's topic for the evening. A very, very special and heartwarming thank you to Jasmine for joining us tonight. We had a great time at this event, and we're looking forward to more in the future. And with that, this is KG7MZO, turning things over to Net Control 73, everyone.
Well, thanks, Glenda and Jasmine. You know, Jasmine, I think you're a natural. That just came out great. Great topic, great information, Glenda. You know, my 2 cents worth was, I was so impressed with the kids, their demeanor, their attention, their tenacity to really dig in and learn. It was pretty impressive to me. So I'm looking forward to doing more of those events myself. Okay, so it's time to hear from the stations that have checked in tonight. In addition to comments on our topic and the field day, let's see if you have any other tips for us about prepping. We're always happy to hear about your experiences, good or bad, and we try to learn things together. After we go through a list of stations that have checked in, we'll open the net to more, so please stick around. So I will call on each station that has checked in. First up, Joe, Hill of the Peavine, KG7BFF.
KG7DFF. I'm super sad that I missed the kids' field day. I tried to borrow a nephew, but nothing happened. He was already engaged. So I'm hoping we'll do another one, and hopefully I can get my hands on a child. I was really excited to hear about what went on, and I really enjoyed hearing Jasmine's take on how she enjoyed it and what she was looking forward to. So she sounds like she wants to learn a little basic first aid. That might be a fun one to add. At this point, the only other thing I can tell you is that I've been testing out different things as part of my bug in drill and have found one method that I found on the internet that I thought would be interesting to try, which was the a way of keeping cool when you don't have electricity. And it was just taking a sheet and just barely moistening it and sleeping under that, and the evaporation actually cools you, and it's really effective. Matter of fact, I kind of got a little chilled. But anyway, I'll send this back to Net Control. This is KG7DFF.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Hey, that's a great idea with the sheet on the water. That would work real well, just like the old evaporative cooler bags we used to have on the front of the cars when we tooled around through the desert. So this is Net Control, KG7BOE for the Northern Nevada Preppers Group Net. I am Net Control. And next up, we're going to go over to Jerry, K7KKX. Take it away, Jerry.
Thank you, Vic. This is K7KKX, Jerry. Glenda, well done. Amazing reiteration of what we accomplished that day, and especially what the children accomplished. Gave me way too much credit, but that's okay. I want to thank Audrey for supplying the tins. She did a great job. Those kids loved those tins. They were big, and they were solid, and they held a bunch of stuff. And the kids really liked that. I was particularly amazed at 5- and 6-year-old children being able to do the things they did so well, so quickly, and learning so quickly. I remember when I was a kid, well, actually, I don't. My memory's not that good, but I'm pretty sure I was not that adept at some of those things at that age. But the kids, they were absolutely wonderful. They took everything to heart. They listened most of the time. They loved the stuff. They practiced with it during the exercises and training and afterwards. And the older ones helped the younger ones. They went off a little bit on their own, tried some additional things above and beyond what they were taught, which is always good. And the parents were amazing I've never been around homeschool children or parents very much, except a couple within the group itself. And they convinced me that that is, if I ever was to have kids, which isn't likely, they would be homeschooled. That was a huge benefit, I believe, in their children's ability to do what they did. Again, thanks, Glenda, for the report, and Jasmine, you did great. You have a great radio voice, by the way. Very clear, very sure. So it's time to get your license. That's it for me. Oh, one more thing. I have found a couple of new fire-starting apparati that I think will help with the children significantly, and I'll go over that with Vic at the August meeting. That's it. This is K7KKX. Back to Vic, Med Control.
Thank you, Jerry. Hey, I hope you did find a couple things that were easier, because that would be great. Thanks for doing that. We'll see what we got in. See, we got it to camp in August. All right, next on the list was K7DWW. That was Vanna White. No, I'm sorry, David. David, take it away.
This is K7 Delta Whiskey Whiskey, Vanna White. David. It was a wonderful event. She was out of town, and I was only able to be there for the morning. But it was incredible to see the children, the excitement. In particular, there was two on the table where I was trying to help them. A young girl, and probably 6 years old, and her brother, who was probably 9 to 10. And it was very rewarding to watch their face light up when they were able to put together their bird's nest. And then when they got the fire started, it was just elation.
David, were you finished, or did you have a little more to add? Sounds like we might have lost David for some reason. So, you know what? We'll just move along and we'll come back in a couple minutes. So, this is KG7BOE, Net Control with the Northern Nevada Preppers Group, reminding you to please email us, actually, somebody else, not me, with all of your comments, suggestions, and ideas for the net. The email address is k7kbj@arrl.net. This net is posted as a webcast on our website at nmpg.net. There's also a link on the homepage to our members forum. Join us and share in the discussion. I finished going through our initial list of check-ins, so let's see if anyone else wants to join us tonight. The net is now open for check-ins from any area. Please call now.
This is K7LXR, Larry in Churchill County.
Well, Larry, looks like you're next on the list. I'm not hearing anyone else. K7LXR. Larry, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. Don't really have anything to add. It's been a while since I've been able to listen in here, but always enjoy it and appreciate all the info that you guys provide. With that, to you, Net Control. Thank you. K7LXR.
Yeah, Larry, thanks for checking in. Signal sounds real good, so, yeah, come back and see us sometime. I also have a kind of a remote check-in. I have K9RBM, and I have K7KBJ checking in via the Internet. They're unable to chat with us, so to speak, so just give them a shout-out, tell them hi. We got things under control, and I'll make one last call here for the net. Anyone else? Come now. Okay, so looks like Larry was the last call for tonight. So now I'll proceed to wrap this net up. That concludes tonight's session of the Northern Nevada Preppers Group Net. We would like to thank the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater system. We also thank Dave Metz, K7UI, the members of SNARS, and the technical committee who keep this repeater system up and running for use and our enjoyment. This is KG7BOE Net Control, closing this session of the Northern Nevada Preppers Group Net and returning this repeater to typical amateur use. Good night and 73.